Well, I hope your week is off to a great start. Terry and I have taken the last day or two to study and prepare for the upcoming Spiritual Leadership Conference in June. We're super excited about Spiritual Leadership 2012 and hope you'll plan to join with us for a great time of encouragement and edification. You know, this morning as I was studying, I really began to focus on the subject of servant leadership. That's been one of the cornerstones of our emphasis at the Spiritual Leadership Conference. And in Hebrews 13, the Bible says that we should have hearts that are established with grace. And I believe a heart established in grace is the heart of a servant leader. And I just want to talk with you for a few moments today about the subject of servant leadership and having a heart established in grace. First of all, I believe a heart that is established in grace is a heart that will reject idolatry. The idolatry of self, the idolatry of others, the idolatry of this world's systems. There's one goal in the heart of a servant leader, and that is to please his master, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when self is your master, when insecurity is your master, when pleasing others is your master, you're not truly fulfilling the heart of a servant leader. And so we need to learn to reject that idolatry. Secondly, when our heart is established in grace, we will resist pride. The scriptures tell us that Jesus made himself of no reputation. And there's something in the heart of every preacher, every person, every young preacher to desire accolades or encouragement. And a part of that is okay. All of us need encouragement. But when we live for that, it's a trap. We're going to be discouraged and we're serving self and again, not serving Christ. And so we need to learn to reject idolatry, to resist pride. And the third thought as you meditate on Hebrews 13 is the fact that we need to be rooted in worship of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of my favorite verses there in Hebrews 13, I believe verse 8 says that we have an altar. Our altar is Jesus. So many today worship at the altar of someone's blog or someone's university or someone's school of thought. But a servant leader has one altar. That's the altar of Christ. And he knows that at that altar, the work of our redemption and our acceptance has been finished. So I want to challenge you today to serve Christ from your heart as his servant completely. And I pray you'll have a great week with him and for him.